In this bulletin, Russia's defense ministry says it struck a Ukrainian missile plant outside the capital, Kyiv. The Labour Party promises to establish a national anti-corruption commission before the end of the year if it wins the federal election. And Sydney has defeated West Coast by 63 points at Optus Stadium. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Russia's defense ministry says it struck a Ukrainian plant that makes anti-aircraft and anti-ship missiles outside the capital, Kyiv. The news coming just hours after it confirmed the Moskva warship had sunk following an explosion. The ministry says attacks on Kyiv will be intensified if Ukraine targets Russian territory. The United Nations says more than 5 million Ukrainians have been forced out of their homes during the conflict. Germany's economy minister wants Germans to start saving energy to help the country become independent of Russian fossil fuels. Robert Habeck is encouraging Germans to use a train or bicycle instead of their cars whenever possible. He believes it's possible for individuals to cut their energy consumption by 10% and says employers can help by allowing people to work from home. With mounting civilian deaths in Ukraine, Germany is under pressure to wean itself off Russian oil and gas. The Labour Party is promising to establish a national anti-corruption commission by the end of the year if it wins the federal election. Labour says the body would be its first priority in government. The creation of a federal integrity watchdog was promised by Prime Minister Scott Morrison at the 2019 election, but his government has yet to deliver one. Mr. Morrison has blamed Labour for not supporting the government's legislation despite the model being widely criticized. Transgender people say their rights are being used as political fodder in the federal election campaign. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has stepped away from his initial support for a campaign by Liberal backbencher Claire Chandler to ban transgender women from competing in women's sports. Also this week, the Prime Minister's hand-picked candidate for Warringa, Catherine Deaves, was exposed for making since-deleted social media posts about transgender people. Queer and transgender woman and consent educator Bailey Turner says the debate has been damaging for the health of gender-diverse Australians.
Being treated as fodder for political smear campaigns is incredibly demoralizing, incredibly damaging to my mental health as a human being. It impacts my relationships. It impacts my ability to see a future for myself and for my peers. It's incredibly harmful.
Listeners seeking crisis support can contact Lifeline on 131114 or QLife on 1-800-184-527. A new COVID-19 subvariant has been detected in Victorian wastewater as more than 46,000 new cases were reported across the country. Victorian health authorities are monitoring the new BA4 or BA5 Omicron variant after samples were confirmed in a Tullamarine catchment north of Melbourne. The subvariant has been recently detected in a small number of COVID-19 cases in South Africa, Botswana, Belgium, Denmark, the UK, and Germany. The World Health Organization says there are currently no known significant differences between the new Omicron strain and the more dominant BA2 strain. French far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen has upset some religious voters by promising to outlaw the religious slaughter of animals for meat if elected. The promise has alarmed both Jews and Muslims who believe that eating meat from animals that aren't stunned before they're slaughtered is more humane. Le Pen claims the measure is an effort to end animal suffering, but critics say she is being hypocritical because she supports hunting and bullfighting. She says she believes most French people would support the policy, which would still allow for the importation of halal and kosher meat.
I am not going to abolish halal and kosher butcher shops at all. As you know, a certain number of countries in Europe and elsewhere, the European Union moreover, in a directive calls for it as part of the consideration of animal welfare and also the consideration of health safety.
In AFL, Sydney has defeated West Coast by 63 points at Optus Stadium. The Swans booting 18-13, 121 to 9-4, 58. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, 30 degrees. Melbourne, sunny there too, 27. Hobart, cloudy, 20 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 26. Cairns, also partly cloudy, 30. Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, 34 degrees.